Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
8:45 on this Brewers opening day. Home opener, 3:10 first pitch at American Family Field. Rightly so. A lot of attention on Brewers legend Bob Bucher, who at 90 years old will be on the microphone for today's home opener. Next door in the television booth, though, another milestone.
And hits this one high and deep, way back. Oh, upper deck home run for Bill Schroeder. And the Brewers take a 5-0 lead.
How do you like that one, Ian?
So
like
Rock
that?
Is playing today?
Yes, in the starting lineup. From catcher with the team to that highlight home run at Old Tiger Stadium. Bill nice. Schroeder starting his 30th year as a broadcaster for the Brewers. Rock with us live this morning. Is it, hey, Rock, is this your 30th anniversary or your 30th year? Not that it matters.
30th year. I think it's 30 year, right?
Okay.
I mean, your first anniversary is year two, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Anniversary. I can't believe, I heard that home run call, and that put a big smile on my face. I mean, I'd be a pretty good player these days. You know, nobody cares about strikeouts these days, and it's all about home runs. I'd have been right there, man. I'd have been a $2 million guy back then.
Hey, along with that, and we're talking with Brewers legend Bill Schroeder. He's starting his 30th year as a broadcaster in the booth today. Eric and I had new manager Pat Murphy on the air today. Now, neither of us have had the pleasure of meeting him in person. Rock, I don't know what to make of him. Like, I as a fan, I absolutely love him. But he was like blunt. He was honest. I don't know what to make of him, but I bet a player like you were would love to play ball for this guy.
It's refreshing. It really is refreshing to have a guy that was willing to actually answer questions and not not kind of like, you know, not that Craig Counsell was like that, but you see a lot of guys like that. I mean, the Cardinals have always been like that. Never give any information. Never answer a question. You know, that type of thing. Trying to keep all their information proprietary, and because you never know who, you know. But, you know, there's nothing secret anymore. I mean, so Murph is a breath of fresh air. He really is. I mean, he's been with this team now. You know, he was 8 years with Craig Counsell. And, I think, the question I have in my mind sometimes is that what kind of an impact did Murph have on Counts? I mean, everybody was giving Counts all this credit, which deservedly so. He's the guy at the top of the food chain there. But, I'm beginning to think the way Murph has been handling himself, you know, in spring training and, the first, weekend of the season, that, you know, Murph is a heck of a baseball guy. He's got a great relationship with the players. They respect him. He has fun with them, but they respect him, and they know that he expects, you know, them to get the job done. He's good with the media. And I think he's going to be a lot of fun. You know, it's going to be interesting watching how this team progresses throughout the year. It's a young team. I think the team is, it has been inspired by a lot of these young players. I mean, I think they took the series to the Mets, and it was great to see. But, you know, Murph was perfect for the job because, as much as, you know, the success of the Brewers was hinged on Craig Counsell, you wonder at this point, you know, how much of an impact Murph had on Counsell throughout all those years.
What are the challenges of a young team? What do they have in front of them that they may not realize?
Consistency, it's amazing the information that the players have and organizations have, and they're going to have to make adjustments. Jackson Chourio off to a really good start. I mean, what a great start that he had, in New York. I mean, it just shows you that, a 20-year-old with the, he's got a lot of confidence and maturity. He draws a walk his first at bat. I mean, I remember my first at bat, man. I was swinging at the rosin bag.
As hard there, as you but, could.
I mean, I'm just like lifting it, separating it. I'm thinking I'm going to hit this ball a mile. And, he's patient and he's got a lot of confidence in himself. And, he's improved quite a bit, defensively. So I think it's just going to be a matter of, the hitting coaches, the pitching coaches, a lot of these young guys, they're going to have to be walking through some of the struggles. And they're going to come. And there's ups and downs, although they're off to a great start. There's going to be some growing pains this year. That's one thing that the young guys are going to have to deal with.
Talking with Brewers broadcaster Bill Schroeder, he's going to be doing his 30th year as a broadcaster for the Crew this year. Bill, look, you know a lot of athletes who've gotten into the game on the microphone side, on the camera side, and whatever. Just because you played the game doesn't mean you can carry a broadcast,
right.
Doesn't mean you can be in that booth. You really seem to present with so much joy, still a connection to the game. We hear once in a while a story that's relevant from your career, but I never feel like you're in there trying to relive it for me every single day as a fan. I mean, just can you talk a little bit about the joy that you have still being so connected with the game and sharing it with the fans?
Yeah, I mean, I never want to make it about, us up in the booth. I mean, the story is not me and B.A. or me and Jeff Levering or whoever I was working with that particular time. I think everybody kind of gets tired of, people that do that and make it about themselves. Bob Uecker has never made it about himself, although he likes to pick on himself in his career. There's only one Bob Uecker. There will only ever be one Bob Uecker. So I try and relate some of my experiences and not make it about me. But, back in the old days, I mean, I kind of check out when people start with a conversation. When I played, I never try and start a sentence on the air like that.
Because,
yeah. Okay, well, most of the people that are watching don't even remember that I was actually a player. I have to remind people that I was actually right. A big league player. That was,
we all forget how old we are, don't we?
37 years ago. I mean, my last year was 1990. I mean, how many years is that, right? So, but I love the game of baseball. I love the Milwaukee Brewers. Everything that I have in my life is because of baseball and the Brewers. I got drafted by the Brewers in 79. I went through the minor leagues. I had six great years with the Brewers. Good, not great statistical years, but a lot of fun in those years. 2 years with the Angels, and then what the Brewers have provided me and my family with this job, and giving me the flexibility and the choice to just I went in there a couple of years ago and said I think I'd like to cut back and just do home games, and they could not have been more accommodating, and I really appreciate that with them, because I don't have any intention of giving this job up, but the 162 game thing was kind of getting a little bit much, especially after I had the heart surgery 4 years ago, and that kind of changed things, and then COVID, I just love going to the ballpark every day. I can't imagine life without going there and doing these games.
Well, you're one of the best, Rock. Hey, just between us, who is more Hollywood, Brian Anderson or Jeff Levering?
Hollywood? Oh, God, B.A., you kidding me?
are we ever going to see that guy again? My God, they got him doing everything. Well, he's going to be doing women's lacrosse next week.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's going to be here this weekend against Seattle.
Oh, good. Well, it'd be great to see him.
Doing the series against Seattle. Jeff Levering is fantastic. I love all my partners. I mean, they've all been fantastic. They make me look so good, as good as they can make me look. But B.A. is going to be doing the game in the series against Seattle. He won't be back until the end of May because, he does the NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
We're fortunate to have him when we can have him. Let's put it that way.
Eric and I will see you out at the yard today, Rock. Thanks for the time.
Congratulations.
All right. Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.